The last meeting of the day, at least for me.
Yeah, for me too. Yeah, but I mean, today was really like, I mean, I only had two meetings, two Zoom meetings, so that's really very little. Yeah, Thursday is always my busy day with meetings.
Think for me, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, actually. I don't know why they always kind of bundled together.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello. Hello. Good evening or good morning or whatever.
Hello.
Okay, nice to see you here. This will be a special session. We have Martin Scholz from where? From Bavaria, in any case, from the Product Council. And he will report on how to share what modules, software in Folio, or actually about some plans, what the PC intends to do. Okay,
Yeah.
let's wait for some minutes. Maybe we get more attendance. Invited 300 people for the because this is when this is what the Slack does when you send to here. I will post the meeting agenda. Let me see the chat. Okay, we should take some notes. I think I can do it. Don't want to appoint anyone. Florian, hello. Yeah. Shall we just start? Can I hand it over to you, Martin?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, thank you all for giving me the opportunity to present an initiative, as I would call it, that we had launched in the Product Council. Yeah, I will present what we are dealing with, and Charlotte is also here to support me. She's also with that initiative. So I will just share my screen. I've prepared some slides and wanted to
Oh,
show.
great.
I also put the slides in the agenda, so
Oh,
you
great.
can
Thank you.
access them. Yeah, so it's in the PC we had some discussions and then finally agreed that we will have some a small group that investigates this initiative that is dealing with how to make community developed tools and also integrations with Folio done by the community libraries more visible. That because we all, I think we all know and we all see that different, I mean, all kinds of actors, libraries, but also vendors are, creating their own software tools and doing integrations with third-party software. But it there's no place where you can report on that or where you can present it where you or where as an interested third party you could search for such things. That is if you may have seen some for example on Wolfcon you may have seen some sessions where libraries or vendors presented some tools. For example, on last Wolfcon, the Library of Congress presented a lot of interesting stuff, and a lot of that would, I think, would be interesting for other libraries, maybe or other vendors as well, for reuse. And having all this stuff that is being developed reported on one in one single place and being visible and searchable, we think would be a great benefit for the community. So the yeah that's more or less the background that where we start from, and we think that having all this information centralized on one place could be really a good point of start, especially for libraries that are interested in Folio and are doing investigations if they're maybe requirements and so can be met with Folio and so that they can search for integrations they need for maybe functionality they need and that is not part of the Folio the main Folio product but maybe there are some tools that can provide that functionality so and this we want to have or we want to better the situation and the idea is just to create and curate a list of all the tools and integrations that are done by the community or that are present and that can be shared and the idea is to have, I mean, we can have a single effort where we do one investigation and just report on the status quo and then the list gets outdated, but that's not what we want. We want to have it updated regularly and present the current status. Reporting and updating the list should be easy and not a big effort because big efforts will get there is not enough manpower to do big efforts maybe and also the idea is that we should make this information and the list visible to the community that is have it in on some prominent location, maybe, or parts of the list. So maybe we want to have some key tools or key integrations with very important software on our folio front page or on the website, highlighted, for example. So this information or parts of this information should be made visible very prominently. And one of the key problems or key things that we have to investigate is what kind of information is useful or is needed for the community to make to use that list. That is, which kind of information should we report or record for such development? And that is not only for maybe not only for only for libraries that are interested and search for some kind of functionality, but also maybe information that may be useful for doing some kind of analytics or evaluation or having some metrics about the community as a whole, for example. So I would guess, for example, if you can say, well, we have there is a lot of tools or a lot of integrations, but most of them are outdated, so that not maintained, that this is one thing that somehow gives us some information about the community. But on the other side, if you see that a lot of the things that are in the list are really actively maintained, that is also another statement about the community. So so these were some of the or these were the main ideas that we had, and we also in the PC discussions, we also started off with some data. First of all, I myself, for my personal interests, curated a small list of tools that I found before within the wiki on the WolfCon sessions and so on. And I presented that. And on the other hand, we found that in the wiki, there is mention of the Aleph integrations matrix. That was first time, I think, in 2022 assembled by Tom Kramer, and this was updated last year. That is a list of integrations for the big Aleph libraries from the US. So to give you an impression, so this is actually a newer version of the list I began with, where I just put in for each tool I found, I gave it some name if there was none. I recorded information about what kind of tool it is, how it is, like, is it a Python script or module, is it a folio application or what else, and a short description of what it does. I tried to put in some keywords and record it if there's a public repository and or if there's some documentation or some contact information on that tools, so that for just for information and I try to find out if these tools are actively maintained or for which releases they were developed or are still usable. So was the one list, and then the Aleph integrations matrix looks like this. So this is the version from last year. where you have different kind of third-party software just listed here in the first column, and then all these libraries and information about whether they implemented it or they wish to implement or wish to have it. And yeah, so this were the two information sources that we started from. And there's also a more detailed variation in the wiki of these Aleph integrations. But basically, we started with these two, and we in the PC we formed a small group, being Lisa McCall, Charlotte Witt, and myself, and we began to try to update the information from that list and may also gather more information about these tools and integrations, and trying to combine both information sources into one single database in our case. We also investigate whether or we weren't sure about where to record the information, and so we investigated the Confluence databases how do you say functionality for recording all the information, and that's where we are now. Let me see. I think no, I don't have it. So I forgot to say it. So this is the product council space, and we have one item, investigate tools and integrations, where all these pages that I showed before are in. And there's also this tools and integrations database that we are playing around with and trying to find out whether it's the correct way to collect all this information. And so we just came up with the data being from both places being integrated in one database. And as you can see, we have some more columns here, like the names and certain kinds of functionality. We also, if we find it, we try to record some licensing information, and also where it comes from, and if we have information about that, also which institutions are using that kind of integration or tools. Yeah, and we also try to record who is reporting on that tool or integration. So at the moment, it's only the three of us. But if we may encourage people to also report on such things, so that we can see who from whose does the information come from. So there's something in the chat. So the this is the status quo where we are now. We are trying to collect this information and to assemble or that, to get it all in one place. And now there are a lot of open questions, how to proceed. So for example, we started with from our discussions in the product council, we started with these both types of things, like integrations of or with third-party software, and like software tools that were just developed within the realm of Folio, mainly for functional uses. I mean, like helping doing printing or helping doing this and that stuff within Folio. And one of the questions would be, are there other types of information that and or tools, whatever, that should also be, recorded or and presented to the community. I think this is something that is really where you as system operators really may know a lot about what do libraries really new use, what kinds of software and tools, and also what kind of information really needs to be recorded. Also, this is something maybe that you have an opinion on. And yeah, also you may know a lot about what kind of things are really done or are really used. So this we would be really interested in having some feedback and where what kind of things are really used in the libraries. And yeah, maybe also how best to get people to report such tools, and how for on the long run how the list can be updated. So this as I said before, so it's one thing to have the list done for one once, but it's another thing to get it updated every on a regular basis. And of course, we are always looking for volunteers that help us making the list more I would say, to do helping in helping filling out the list and reporting things. And as I said before, the list really, I think, needs to get presented somewhere. And so maybe you also have some ideas about how and where the list could be presented and what kind of information should get presented more broadly, maybe. So that's the my presentation. Maybe you have some questions or some ideas.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. I think I'll just start. Yeah, I have two ideas how to maintain it. I think everybody should be able to submit issues, lines. But maybe you should have a, there should be a redactions team. What is it? A team to review. Should be a review panel. So, you know, it does not make sense to select some people and then to have selected people to be able to report, but everybody should be able to report, but it should be reviewed. And yeah, I like the list you showed. And from my point of view, I think it should be a little more technical. I'm missing some technical information. But I will be willing to work with you on this, on the, you know, on what to report, I think was the question. What to record, I think was the question. For example, what's the programming language? You know, what how many time how much time does it take to install? What is the prerequisite software you need? What do you have to install to have installed in order to install that piece of software? What about the server capacities? This needs a little more technical information would be helpful for me. For me, if I would have to decide, oh, okay, I will be able, or I'm willing to install this in my system.
Okay, so at the moment we I have it. We have little technical information here. I mean, in the
Now you
PC
have
we
some,
usually
but.
in the PC we usually do not bother about technical details.
Yeah.
all we record, I mean, there's some a bit of vague information, a type of
I
implementation.
see.
That's how I call it. And I mean, this is, I mean, this Confluence database allows different kinds of data types within the columns, and this is like having I think it's called a tag, and it allows you some to specify some tags. You may add new items, and that's what we basically do if we've come across new types of implementations. We add maybe a new type. Also, I think, I mean, this basically is a list of tags that I made up beginning to end in the information. So I may m be missing something, and it may be some kind of biased.
Sure.
And you of course you can input even more fine granular information. So having things like the programming's language is listed here as well, or things like that would be possible.
And for searching, I think it's enough. I think you think so too. To have it in a wiki page, you can search the wiki and you will find it. I don't know what technology is behind that, but I think it you can just type in the search field. Any word and it will find it, isn't it? In
Yeah, well,
the Confluence Wiki.
I haven't tried that. So if I let's see, if I input things
Oh no.
like
Oh, CLC. CLF, CFL.
Borrow Direct,
Borrow
maybe.
Direct, huh?
Yeah, it just mentions the database here. So it will find it. But there's also a search within the database, so you can restrict the borrow. Well, so it will only show the lines with the matches, for example, here.
Yes, and do you have links to the source or some installation
Yeah,
notes?
where we have this in the information, we either link to us some kind of source or maybe sources. For example, here I linked to the WolfCon session where it is presented. I have no other information here
No.
other than that. If we have the information, we
Code
link to
repo.
the code repositories. And
Okay.
yeah, I think for you, this information will be very interesting, whether it is actively maintained. I mean, this is also being actively maintained is information that gets outdated very rapidly, so it must be updated again and again. I also thought about having let's see it. I only have a few where I put in releases. Yeah. So, for example, for some items, I mean, this is from our network, so I know that we support Quisnelia and Sunflower and. And that it's actively maintained. For a lot of integrations and tools that I do not really know for sure which kind of or which full releases are actually supported, or if it's this is if it even applies. That would be information that maybe is still to be collected.
I think this is already very useful. You have a repo, and you have a person, what do you call this? A responsible person,
Yeah,
you
contact.
know. So of course I'm not able to log into that repo, but I can probably read it. And then if I have comments, I have a point of contact. That's very important to have a
So
also a
usually,
technical person then who we
yeah.
usually it's in the repo, I know. You can see who are the
Yeah.
authors.
No, okay, yeah. So in the repository, usually you also have the information who is maybe responsible. But I wanted to say so. I think all the repository links should be accessible, so there should be no links to, yeah, not hidden repositories or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why also for some tools or integrations, we do not have this information. For example, the Library of Congress tools they presented, they said they might, well, they are somewhere in some, but they haven't opened their repository or haven't yeah, made it public.
Sure. What do the other think? Actually, since I said I'm taking notes, I'm talking too much because I'm not taking any notes. So maybe what are the do the others think about it? Okay.
I think yeah, this list is very good, and yeah, basically for system administrators, there are not so many tools at the moment here, but yeah, we will, I think we will add our tools too, if it's thought to. That we should add our tools like the our Helm charts and so on, and yeah.
Yeah, so basically this would be or was one of the questions that we asked ourselves, whether for you as yeah, system operators administrators want to or feel the need that you also want to share these tools that you have like Helm charts and what else within such a list, or if you think that this is not necessary somehow because I don't know, you also shared in this group and that's okay. So
I think it's necessary to share it, and maybe this list is okay, but we would have to define on yeah, or create some new type tags for this, because yeah, you can filter for the type tag, I think, and that would be enough for us,
If
I
this
think.
list becomes very long, maybe it needs to be split up in sublists. For example, one list only for deployment, DevOps, not
Yeah,
for.
or you just can filter for the tags. I think if you click on the type column, then you maybe be able to filter
Yeah. So
for
there
at some
these.
point it's not more any more readable,
Yeah.
but
So what you can do with these Confluence databases is to have different views on the data. So you have this base table. That, yeah, well, maybe I mean you have the basic view is to have a table layout and have it in yeah this table form, but you can also for example list one column or display one column like that, and you can also create views for the data that actually filter, sort, and lay out these entries in different ways. So, for example, I call this active tools. That is, this is a view on all the data, where the type is tool, that is integrations are filtered out, and where and having a filter on the running with folio releases is not abandoned. Well, okay, so this is maybe all of them, but you can have actively maintained, for example, or whatever, and filter these, and you can sort them. You can specify which fields should be shown here, and you have these different kinds of layout, like table layout, gallery layout, and board layout. So, oh, okay, no, this is not possible. So you can, actually, you can within this view, you can also add a new entry. So it's not that it's just a view, it's just read only, but you can add also work with that kind of view and add new entries or edit entries. So for example, if I say, okay, I want to edit this one, then I get this column view here and can and I can edit it. So can add new information.
Yeah, I haven't heard of this before, Confluence. What is database? But is this
It's
like
called,
is it like a table in Confluence, or is this something completely
well, it's
different?
not, it's different. So it's not a page, it's not a normal page, but it's called a database. I mean,
Yeah,
it's
then my
it,
concern would be if people are able to bedien to add to use this, to edit this.
yeah.
And even what you showed, this is tooling and layouts and galleries. I don't know if everyone is able or has the
Actually,
time
this is,
to learn this.
yeah.
So
So,
maybe a review board, or where you can just send your links, and then someone will put it in the database.
yeah. Actually, we wondered how to record all the data. So, and one way would have been to have a Google spreadsheet, and we thought that maybe having all the information directly within the wiki would be good. But having only a list like this on a normal page, I mean, having a table like this on a normal page has some downsides. For example, I think you cannot really export that information in a good way. I mean, it's easy to maintain, it's easy to use, to expand, to add new items and so on. But once you want to evaluate and or reuse, export the data, maybe put it into an Excel sheet and then do some stuff, that's not really possible. At least I do not know how to export it in a good way. Whereas here in with this database, you have the possibility to export it as a CSV, for example, and you
So
get all the
what is the
data in a clean
proposal?
way.
That
But
people who report
I'm
something report it to a spreadsheet, and then someone from
yeah.
the technical
So
team or from us puts it in a database?
so the this would be there are different options, and we still do not have the best way. So maybe if you have any ideas or preferences, would be good to know. So one way would be to have to make up a like a Google form or some kind of form where people can input the information about some tool integration, and then it gets sent to or some people then that are elected to do it, input the information from the form into this database, so that there's only a small group of people who curate and care about the database, and all other people just report via via form or via whatever may be practical. I agree that or allowing or proposing to for everyone to report within this database may be, not the best way.
Agreed.
If you, as you said, you would be willing to help, complete this list, maybe it would be, I mean, it would be okay, that you enter the information directly, into this database, or
Yeah, I don't have any.
if you think that's not, or you don't want to do that, you can just somehow give me all the information and I will
Sure.
enter it.
No, I would have ideas of what columns the database should have.
Okay, yeah, that would also be. So do you want to say them now, or do you want to have for, I mean, as a SIG, do you want to, give some feedback after the session?
I'm not able to do this all now, so we can do this offline. What about the others? Would you like to see there?
For me, it doesn't matter. I could insert my data from my integrations and so on, directly or via form. For me, it doesn't matter. I will add the tools we have developed, and maybe it's easier for the beginning to let people just bulk at their things, and if all active users or institutions that use Folio have added their things, then there will be maybe some cleanup or something, to make data prettier and consistent, and after that maybe we should establish a form, but I'm not sure.
I think it's already quite very useful. For example, I would reorder this type as tool, and then my first question would be what kind of tool? And then she see our shell script. So type, I would regroup this at least. Type and then type of implementation, and then maybe even more detailed. What does it take to install it? Okay, it's a shell script. I just need a shell. But if it's a web application, probably need a web server, something like this.
So, you would basically want another column that would be called like technical details, where you can describe what kind of programming language, what kind of prerequisites you need to have.
Yeah, this we have to work out if it's just one column or. It could be one column only the program language, one column the environment. You know, a web server. A web service needs a web server. Okay, it's obvious, but something like this. And some information about the effort it takes to install or to maintain this. But resource some information about resourcing. Can I do this alone on a laptop? Do I need a complete system? Do I need a cluster? Does it only work on Kubernetes? Something like this.
Yeah, okay.
Are there a Helm chart? Do I have to do this myself? Is it only an image? Something like this. What does it take to install it? But I'm just brainstorming. Maybe the others have a better ideas.
Yeah, some like a prerequisite column or something like that.
A what? Pre?
Like a re
Prerequisite. Prerequisite column, no.
That's just a thought that might guide the path for people easier.
Yeah, so I mean, but prerequisite in a technical sense, because I
Yes.
mean we have to see, because if as you said, you would reorder maybe some columns. This is the order that we have right now is maybe more like from the functional or product council view. So we would care more about a functional categories like finance and reporting and printing and circulation, and less about the type of implementation.
Right. Yeah,
So
like implementation specific things are generally like
this
non-functional requirements.
type of implementation is more for the technical people, whereas the functional categories are more for the for the librarians or
Functional people.
and maybe things like licensing, well, licensing is more maybe also technical, but also for others like as we have for decisions makers or whatever you
Yeah,
want to
it
call
can
them.
be technical, but it can also be for decision makers, right?
Yeah, so and every depending on who you are, you may prefer seeing one information or the other first. And I think that's one thing that you can accomplish pretty easily with these different kind of views. So
Okay.
we could have a view for technical people and a view for
Yeah, that's a good idea.
librarians also. And then just for the librarians, you can leave out all the technical stuff, and for the technical people, you can out leave out these functional categories or things like that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's. I
So.
think that's really an interesting idea. So I will try out and try to create different views for different different stakeholders, so to speak.
Sure. Yeah, we can review that here in SysOps if required. How do you plan, or how does a PC plan to communicate this to reach people to contribute to the form, to the spreadsheet?
So yeah, we had the idea that maybe there are different ideas, and we also presented that to the implementer SIG, and they are doing some they're already doing some surveys, and they also proposed that we could launch a survey on that collect information of about further tools and integrations. And we also, yeah, I think we Charlotte, if you want to, you can add. I think we agreed in with the implementer SIG that we will somehow work together in maintaining the list. Let's call it like that. So in re having regular updates about having regular updates, going through the list and so on, and curating that.
Yes, and index data here we will go over and for all our customers identify if there is third-party tools we have done integration with for our customers. We need to add to these this list of tools and integration databases. And we did also talk with the implementer SIG that we wanted the page to live in their space because it makes a bit more sense. Not so it is the work here is initiated by Martin Scholz and on behalf of the PC, but it is kind of in order for it to be a living document, it probably should live with the implementer SIG, so it is easy for new libraries who are considering Folio and know we have also these systems we need to integrate with, and then can see and feel comfortable about that they can see other Folio libraries have already implemented and integrated with this solution.
That makes sense. I think so too. Yes. Thank you. And yeah,
Yeah, so
it will not be mainly technical people who will be searching through these lists, I think, but it will be the implementers, the people who are
yeah.
responsible for what will be installed, what is needed for the library. I agree, yes.
So I think the implementer SIG basically may have some kind of similar view on these things as the PC, maybe a bit more technical. Bit broader maybe, but I think that your group here has a totally different may, or may have a totally different view on these things, so that your input is very important as well, and that just gives the this list a just a new perspective, a new or more how do you say it? Just makes it having a broader coverage on what is actually
Sure.
done within the Folio community.
Yes, we are the people who will have to install it but at the end, but
Exactly. And you as you said before, you're the people who are interested and also know maybe the technical details. So, and maybe also the people who at the end will be, or will have to answer technical questions about integrations because you know best.
yeah, and we can contribute, as Florian says. We
Yeah.
can contribute the Helm charts. This I don't see in the implementers group. This is the technical people have to do this. Maybe those who have written the software themselves. And the people on the functional level are not always aware what is needed for this to install it. So yeah, this will be our task to develop this and to share it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's for a lot of things, it's definitely the case that basically, if there's some kind of tool or integration that a library wants, the sysops are the people who will just have to run it. Of course, there are also in this list, there are also other tools that are not, I mean, that are basically for the librarians themselves maybe or so. So it's not that everything that is listed in this list may be of your interest, but the list will definitely profit from your input, and I hope so that you also will profit from the list.
Oh, sure.
Okay, so
Okay, Charlotte made a suggestion to have a joint session. Yeah, sure, why not? Of SysOps and BC, what do you think?
and
Or
implementers. Yeah,
implementers,
yeah,
all three?
yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
Good idea. Yeah, I will be there.
Ah,
So.
yeah. I didn't see the chat before. Okay, so yeah, I definitely think that we should, I mean, I think this is one thing, or one aspect of presenting this list would be having a session at WolfCon where we can reach out to a more broader audience. Yeah. But then I think the list will benefit from your input. I mean, so did I understand right that you would be the I mean the tools that you have now and can report, you would input here directly into this database, or did I
Yeah, I don't have
understand it
written so
correctly?
much tools. What about the others? Are you Florian? Are you able or are you willing and able to contribute to this list?
Yeah.
No.
We will take our time to add our tools here.
Yeah, great.
Okay, so I'm,
Yeah, yeah.
if anyone want also wants to add things and doesn't want to enter them directly to the database, you can just reach out to me and I can enter it.
Sure.
Okay, then we will, I think then, Charlotte, we will propose to the implementer stick also this idea of a joint session. Or was it mentioned in our meeting? No, it's,
No,
I don't
I didn't
remember at the
think
moment.
about it
Yeah.
last week. It's just came up that it is,
Let me see, just out of curiosity. Are you also both in the implementer SIG, Charlotte and Martin?
I usually don't go to the implementer
Okay.
stick, only if only in rare cases. I don't have
And
the time to go every week or
I'm
every other.
a liaison with the implementer SIG.
Ah,
Yeah.
okay, great. Yeah, I was attending this in earlier times for Maike, but not anymore. I don't know if she's gone there. so. Okay.
Okay, then yeah, so we will Charlotte, we will reach out to the implementers and propose that, and then I think yeah, having or planning about this WolfCon session, I mean we have still a lot of time for that, maybe I don't know, in June, or when will be the call for, do you know, the call for
I
for
know that
sessions?
in index data we have already started to brainstorm about, so
Okay.
yeah, the dates for when to report or suggest sessions is probably sometime here early spring.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay, then I mean we will reach out to you again when the time has come. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, if I can be of any help or we can get together and create the list of subfields or columns, so if you like,
Yeah,
or
maybe.
you present me this spreadsheet, so we can work on the spreadsheet, if you want to the Google form you were talking about. And,
So I think we will have to talk to implementer SIG again as on maybe some form. If as long as you want to enter the data directly into the database, you just can do it. If you want to add some new fields or columns, then maybe just get in touch with me so that I know about
Yes.
yeah.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, are we done? It's a point landing, 7 o'clock. We will meet in 2 weeks. It's the 18th. Yeah, in the same time slot. So I hope to see many of you back there. And thank you, Martin, for presenting. Thank you, Charlotte, for joining
Yeah,
us.
thank you also
Thank
for
you.
giving me the opportunity, or giving us the opportunity to be
Sure.
here.
I will compile some meeting notes, but probably not now. I probably have to use a meeting, review the meeting then later.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See
Thank
you.
you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Adios, everybody. Thank you,
Adios.
Martin. Bye.